From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Severe drought conditions have returned to the extreme southeastern part of the state. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor released today shows a sliver of southern Baca County is dry enough to warrant the designation. Still, 70% of the state remains under normal conditions, compared with only a quarter of the state last year at this time. Currently, moderate drought covers most of Baca, Prowers, Bent, and Kiowa counties. Other portions of eastern and southern Colorado are considered abnormally dry. Colorado's House has passed a bill designed to protect the personal information of public school students who use a wealth of online programs and apps in the classroom. Parents and educators have long worried about protecting students' personal information with the adoption of more and more on-demand learning software. And it will now be legal for Colorado hunters to wear fluorescent pink next hunting season after Governor John Hickenlooper signed a bill into law earlier this week. Benta Berkland has more.
Supporters of the change say giving hunters the option to choose between wearing fluorescent pink or blaze orange could attract more people to the sport, especially women, who still make up a relatively small percentage of hunters nationwide. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the number of women participating in the sport is increasing. Many lawmakers thought the bill was silly, but it won over supporters when state experts said pink would be just as safe for hunters. A handful of lawmakers voted against the bill, and some women say they find it insulting and sexist. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.